Mum?
Peter?
You're awake. I mean, all the computers said you'd wake up soon, but I sort of didn't believe them. I just thought they were saying it to make me feel better.
Where are we?
Still on Earth.
Ah. So, what do you think on your first visit?
It was great until I got kidnapped.
Yeah. It is quite good if you don't get kidnapped, yes. Still in Buenos Aires?
What's left of it, yeah.
The standard of healthcare leaves something to be desired. Lights, for example.
Robin told me everything here's basically trashed. Nobody's lived here for years and years. We were lucky she managed to find you a bed and get the equipment working.
Robin?
She brought us here. After you rescued me.
Oh, yes. There was somebody else, wasn't there?
God, you're here.
Are you the one who sent me the message about Peter?
Yeah.
Then where the hell is my son? And who are you anyway?
Benny, you idiot, it's me.
And you are?
Robin. Oh, you've forgotten me, haven't you? What's happened this time? Did you find some mystical memory-stealing crystal or something?
No. Not that I remember. Look, all I know is that this person called Frost has kidnapped Peter. God knows what he wants with him. He's holding him in the sealed-off part of Buenos Aires. And he told me to come alone. I'd have brought Peter's dad with me otherwise. So, if you don't mind...
This is so strange. You really don't remember anything, do you?
Yes, I remember lots of things. Just nothing about you. Now, please...
Look, okay. Please trust me. I can help you get him back. I've got a plan.
I've got a plan too. It involves going in there and getting Peter back.
I'll tell you where he is, but the bloke who's got him is dangerous. Very dangerous. And I know of a weapon we can use against him. It's close by. We've just got to find it.
This just sounds like a waste of time.
I'm telling you, if you go and face him as you are now, you've got no chance. And that means your boy's got no chance either.
Look, if you really do know something about this Frost person,
I do.
I suppose I could use some help. Beggars can't be choosers.
Good. This is actually your plan, you know. We've been working on it for years, actually.
Whatever you say.
How low does this ship of yours cruise?
30 metres or so.
Bang on. Let's go then.
So, how do we know each other? According to you, that is.
We work together.
Where?
In the city.
Buenos Aires?
Yeah.
That would be the same Buenos Aires that's basically a ruin and has been abandoned and sealed off from the rest of the world for a good 10 years?
Yeah. Well, I say we work there. We did back before they sealed it off.
But I've never even been here before.
Whatever. Look, you remember why it's been sealed off, surely?
No. Well, I heard there was some disaster or something.
Kind of. The disaster was Mr. Frost.
Oh, the man who's got Peter. Who is he?
Someone who hates you.
Enough to kidnap Peter?
More than enough.
But why? Well, I've never even heard of him.
You've ruined everything he's ever done. But the city was sealed off because he invented this serum which amped up his strength to mega superpower levels, and he just took over. This was back in 2598. Oh, was it 99? Well, whatever. He's practically indestructible and super strong. That's why I stopped you running in there. Confront him now and he'll squash you like an overripe kiwi fruit.
Charming image.
I mean, you saw what he did to the president.
He killed the president? Why?
To send a message to you. Had a kill, slung the body on a booby trap shuttle.
He killed the president to send a message to me?
You wouldn't be so surprised if you could remember him.
What? Shouldn't the authorities be doing something about this rather than... You know, us.
They're trying to, but they can't get into the city. Frost was the one who sealed it off, and no one can penetrate his barrier unless he wants them to.
And Peter's in there with him. So, how are we going to get in there?
Ask if you can come in. He'll let you in. That's what he wants. That's why we've got to be ready.
Right, so according to you, the weapon we need is somewhere in this forest.
It is very definitely in this forest.
And how big is the forest?
72.3 hectares.
Oh, I was right, we don't have time for this.
But I've narrowed it down to about a mile radius of where we're standing.
Oh, this is hopeless. Why am I even following you? For all I know, you've led me out here for the express purpose of shooting me in the head. Oh, no, no. Leading me to a quiet spot, getting me to dig my own grave and then shooting me in the head.
So why are you following me then?
I suppose I trust you.
I have got a very honest face. Everybody says that. Though I sometimes wonder whether that's just a nice way of saying I look like I'm stupid.
Are you stupid?
You wouldn't have trusted me to find the amulet if I was stupid, would you?
So how long have we known each other, according to you?
We go way back. Anyway, I've got more info. Look. This is the stuff I found in the depository.
Oh, when he's at the depository?
Yeah. Panthea says hi. Anyway, we've got these three separate accounts of the 1884 expedition. One of them was a bit tricky because it's written in Welsh.
Cymru? Iawn I diddri.
Yeah, thanks for that. We could have done with you last week.
Oh, I only know a handful of words.
I had to get new translation software. It was worth it, though. We've got it pinned down to this area, and we know it's not underground like we thought.
Two of the writers never saw the temple. One of them went inside, though.
Yeah, Welsh bloke. Owen Parry. The others say he vanished. He says he felt, like, detached from everything. He couldn't feel the heat or the breeze. His feet seemed to slide across the ground. Everything felt sort of vague and, you know, woo.
Let's hope it wasn't heatstroke.
Suddenly he could see the temple and he went inside. And a load of stuff about how he talked to the temple gods.
In Welsh?
Apparently so. Blah, blah, blah. They showed him the power of the amulet, asked him to leave it where it was unless he really needed it.
And then they gave him some food.
I bet that food was really good.
Oh, hang on. Look here. When he talks to the temple gods, they tell him the temple isn't invisible or whatever. It exists ahead of normal men's perception. And he got there because he stepped a second into the future.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me either.
No, it does make sense.
Even if you're totally sober?
I am, and it does. This is actually a trick an old friend of mine used to do. I think I can do it with this.
What? Your time ring?
Does everybody know about my time ring?
No, no, just me. So what are you doing?
I'm just trying to explain to it what I want it to do. Ah.
Benny? Before you vanish, would you mind at least explaining where you're going, please?
Ah, good. Now, we don't know how far ahead they are, so if we just go up and down the spectrum... Aha!
Where have you been?
How long was I gone?
About half an hour.
Good. It felt like about half an hour. I was worried it'd be 3 weeks later or something and Peter would be... Well, that something might have happened.
So, come on. What was that all about?
I found the temple.
You found the temple? Where was it?
About 200 yards that way and a millisecond in the future.
What?
Like I say, it's a trick an old friend of mine used to do. If you want to hide something, and you've got a time machine, you can put it permanently, fractionally, into the future.
But we're going into the future all the time. Surely it'd just appear again once the millisecond was up.
Aha, that's the clever part. You program your time machine to travel to the present plus 1 millisecond. That means it can never land, because if it did, it wouldn't be in the present plus 1 millisecond. It'd just be in the present.
Oh, I get it. It's an equation that can never be resolved, but instead exists in a state of stable uncertainty.
Right, yes. So, your machine drifts along just ahead of you, and you can call it back by remote control.
That is clever.
My friend was a clever bloke. I'm not sure how Parry got there. Maybe he had power abilities that he wasn't aware of, or maybe the temple just liked the look of him and decided to let him in. Oh, I should have asked them. It's always the way, isn't it? You get a few minutes to talk to someone really important and you always forget to ask something.
What were they like, the temple gods?
Nice. I explained the situation and they thought I was worthy of the amulet and...
You got it! Excellent.
On the condition I put it back afterwards. Come on, we've wasted enough time already. Let's get to the city and see if Frost will be good enough to let me in.
Okay, try hitting it at intensity 300. What the hell is that? Hold off! We got a ship coming in!
Oh, don't stop on our account. Looked like you were just making some inroads.
Looks like this impenetrable barrier really is impenetrable. No need to call in trading standards, then.
You must be the other Bernice Summerfield.
The original Bernice Summerfield. Your president was a clone of me.
Agent Green, Presidential Security.
Yeah, we can see that. It says so on your badge.
You realize we hold you partly responsible for the president's death.
Well, I am sorry she's dead, but to be fair, I'm also partly responsible for her life.
Frost's been asking for you. Says he won't talk to anyone else.
Well, it would be rude not to exchange pleasantries, at least.
We can't let you go in there, Professor.
And if I stay out here, what's going to happen? Not a lot, by the looks of things. And in the meantime, he has my son, so if you don't mind... Come on, then. Let me in. Let's get this over with. Oh.
Do you want me to come, too?
He told me to come alone.
Well, if he doesn't want me to come in, he can stop me, can't he? Oh, looks like I'm allowed.
Come on, then.
Okay, I need 10 or 12 guys as support. Let's get through this thing before... Damn it!
So, he's happy enough for you to come with me. How do I know you're not working for him?
I suppose you don't. Fact is, he's probably keen to kill me too. Looking to trap us both in one go.
Bloody hell. Look at this place. Did he do all this in one go? Or does he get bored sometimes and go and smash up another house?
It looks worse than I remember. But I might just be remembering wrong.
But what for? Why just destroy the place? Is he mad or does he have a proper reason?
Maybe we'll find out. That'd be a nice bonus.
So he sealed himself in here?
Yeah. Nobody knows where he got the barrier technology from and nobody's been able to penetrate it. Fact is, this business with killing the president, he could have done that years ago. We knew how powerful he was. We always worried that he'd do something like this one day. But this city's all he's ever been interested in. Just the city. Not even the people. He let most of them escape. Hardly any deaths at all.
Until now. So, where do we find him?
Look out!
You were right.
Yeah, fine. What the hell's that?
A chunk of masonry. And there's a note tied to it.
What does it say?
I'm in the Metropolitan Cathedral. No name.
Well, given that only one person lives here, that sort of narrows it down.
True. So where is the Metropolitan Cathedral?
Plaza de Mayo, of course. This way, forgetful.
So, that's it.
That's it.
I have to say, the fact he told me he was here gives it the slightest air of a trap.
I sort of didn't like to say, but... Yeah. You've got the amulet, though, and he doesn't know that.
There's no sense in us both risking our lives. You wait out here.
Yep, sounds good to me.
I'd expected a bit more of a protest. Oh, no, I can't let you go in there alone, that sort of thing.
Well, you're not going to hear it from me. Give me a signal if you need a hand, but otherwise I don't see how I slot into this plan.
No, fair enough. All right. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Hello? Mr. Frost?
Mum!
Peter! Are you all right?
Yeah.
Is that definitely you? Or just a recording of your voice set up as an elaborate trap?
No, it's really me.
Indeed. My days of elaborate traps are over.
Hello? Is that Mr. Frost? If that is your real name.
Of course it's me. I know we haven't talked in a while, but I assumed you'd remember me.
Why does everyone around here think they know me intimately? Well, you and the girl out there.
Don't trust him, Mum. He's a freak.
I know he's a freak. What do you want? Why did you kidnap my son?
Just to see my archenemy one last time.
Your arch what?
And to destroy her, once and for all.
Right. So it really is a very straightforward plan you're looking to carry out here.
Mum!
Prepare to die.
I'm thoroughly prepared, thanks.
Ah!
Look, I can't just let you destroy yourself like this, so I'll let you in on the secret. I'm wearing an ancient treasure popularly known as the Amulet of Irony. What happens to the wearer is the opposite of what you'd expect. I'm turning all your super strength back on you. Stop fighting me, let Peter go, and I'll leave you in peace. Well, I gave you the chance.
Mum, is he dead?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Oh, Peter, thank heavens you're...
Mum? Mum?
Bloody amulet still took a lot out of me. Nothing comes without a cost, I suppose. Not even alien artifacts so advanced they're indistinguishable from magic.
Thanks for coming to get me, Mum. I'm sorry I let myself get kidnapped.
You don't have to apologise. I should have been there to stop it. Alternatively, I could just not lead such a dangerous life in the first place. Other kids get through their entire childhood without getting kidnapped, you know.
They must get so bored.
Oh, they do. So, is he dead? That frost bloke?
Yep. They said he was indestructible.
He was. Practically. But then he made himself powerful enough to destroy himself. Well, quite tidy. And strangely easy.
He said you knew him. Did you?
Oh, I didn't think so. But things are starting to come back to me now. Just in bits. I think it all happened a long time ago. Maybe getting whacked unconscious has jogged my memory.
You look tired.
I am tired. I might get a bit more rest.
Are you awake?
Yes. And alive, thanks to you. I can't believe you managed to rig all this up.
I did a rapid eye first aid course ages ago. Surprised how much of it I remember. I've never used most of it.
Who are those people out there?
Just some of the people who live here. They want to thank you for sorting him out once and for all.
But I thought the city was deserted.
Practically deserted.
Do you want some sandwiches, Mum?
Where did you get those?
A woman out there made them. She thought you might be hungry.
Oh, maybe in a minute. I've only just woken up.
Everyone out there's talking about what a big hero you are.
I can't believe it's over. Seems like such an anticlimax, doesn't it?
I know. It's strange, but he just didn't seem to be trying. Especially compared to something like the ghost virus incident.
Oh, yeah. That was a nightmare.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that was before your time. Robin and I were on our way back from an expedition to the planet Quaresma when something strange started happening.
As per usual.
Quite. Lambton, you wanted a word?
Yes, Professor Sommerfeld. Where's the material that we had stored here?
What, the gel? It's up in the research lab.
What's it doing there?
Being researched. There were huge quantities of it all over the place, and the paleontology team thinks it could have supported life. What's the problem?
It was clearly labelled. It wasn't to be opened until we returned to Earth.
Oh, I saw that. But I didn't think you really meant it.
Why would we label something and not mean it?
I thought you were just covering yourself, so if we did open them and let out a virulent disease and died, then our grieving families couldn't sue you.
It was entirely serious. That substance is company property. Your people could be up there replicating it right now.
They're doing nothing of the sort. I'm sure if there's any mileage in selling the stuff, you're the people that do it.
I shall be forced to file a report on this.
You make it sound like you don't like filing reports, which I know for a fact is untrue. I've heard you filing your reports and laughing long into the night.
I'm just doing my job, Professor. I'm here to represent the company.
And I'm here to represent the history of the entire universe and our greater understanding of it. Now, I'm not saying I automatically win, but my endeavour is more sort of noble in most people's eyes, at least. Sorry, yes?
I'm in the research labs.
Yes, I can see that. What's that noise?
Lewis just flipped out. Started attacking people.
What?
I don't know what he's on. We've shut him in one of the testing rooms, which he's not happy about.
But what was he doing?
Going over that gel stuff we found.
I don't want to say I told you so.
Well, then please don't. It's very irritating. I'll come down.
I'll check on the rest of the crew. Make sure whatever this is, it stays contained.
Any further developments?
Nope. He's just stalking around.
Lewis? Lewis, are you all right? Talk to me.
Oh! What's he trying to do? Slit his wrist?
An electric saw, slightly overkill if you're trying to... His hands off.
Are you going
to
be sick?
No, are you?
No.
Good then. Neither of us is planning on vomiting.
Lewis! Lewis! He didn't scream or anything, did he?
That's not normal. No human being can do that. Oh, my God!
Yes?
And Lewis has just sliced off his hand and put it in the internal mail.
Why?
I'm afraid he didn't give a reason. He's gone very quiet all of a sudden. But there must be some purpose behind doing that. Could you be a dear and find out where it went?
All right.
Maybe there is no purpose to it. Maybe, if we're lucky, he's just gone very, very, very mad.
I think if you look carefully, Robin, there might be an even flimsier straw for you to clutch at.
Yeah, yeah.
That was quick.
I just followed the screens. It's in the mess hall.
Oh, good grief. There are people eating in there.
We've served up worse.
He's moving. Scuttling around the floor. He's grabbed Santos round the neck.
Oh, God, don't touch him. Clear everybody out of there. I'll come up in a second.
Stay calm, everyone. Stay together, and I'll do a roll call in a second. He'll be okay. We're getting help for him.
Is this everybody?
Well, I think so.
And he's still in there?
Yes. Well, I thought he was. Look, he's standing up. Is he all right?
I very much doubt it. Stay here. Santos? Need to know what?
That this is all your fault.
Thanks for that. Catch you later. Lock the doors down. Santos doesn't get in and nobody gets out.
So what are we dealing with?
Something that can exert some kind of control over living flesh, apparently. Whatever spoke to me just then, it didn't sound like Santos. Lewis has calmed down now, and his hand has just gone dead, I think. So I'd guess it's moving from host to host. It seems to be intelligent.
Oh, I'd say it's obviously intelligent.
Why?
It said this was all your fault.
I'll be in the analysis bay. Everyone alive, then?
Technically, yeah.
What do you mean, technically?
Well, I went in and got Lewis and plugged his arm. He's breathing and he's not going to bleed to death. Which is good news by any standards, right?
Yes.
But look, he's not just catatonic, he's brain dead. He's not responding to anything. We've talked to him, waved at him, we've poked him in the eye, nothing. Whatever happened in there, it's wiped him clean.
We've got to stop it playing the same trick again. That thing with a hand. Lock the internal mail system.
I don't think there's anything we can do for Lewis, which might mean there's nothing we can do for Santos either.
Are you saying we should kill him?
I was sort of hoping you would say that, so I wouldn't have to.
No, we're not resorting to that yet. As long as we've got him contained...
Professor?
Yeah?
Someone's prepping an escape pod. It's just flashed up.
What? Who?
It's an anonymous company authorization key.
Let's get down there. Come on.
Escape pod will launch in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Two.
Launch aborted.
No. Two!
Oh, look who it is.
In a surprise twist.
Hello, Mr. Frost. Where have you been hiding?
Storage bay 16, mostly.
Well, you can't leave the party just yet. I'll be so offended if you go now.
So, are you going to force me to die with the rest of you?
That's not my ideal scenario, no.
I had an override key. How did you stop this pod from launching?
We asked it nicely.
I overrode your override. I know they always put company backdoor things into the systems on these survey ships, but I had Robin put one higher level of authority in for me.
It's not that we don't trust our employers. We just think they're a bit rubbish.
How did you get hold of a company authorization key anyway?
By financing your entire expedition.
What?
I told you that grant was too big to be true.
I believed you. I just didn't think the consequences would be quite so extreme. Why did you finance it?
I'm not telling you.
Look, you're trapped in here with us now. More accurately, you're trapped out there, and we've got the wherewithal to launch this pod with the door open. Then we'll see how indestructible you really are, pal.
All right. Mr. Santos is carrying a ghost you disturbed back on your dig.
A ghost?
Well, I use a figure of speech, but in the sense that it's what's left of something that died, and it takes possession of bodies. It needs a living organism to exist within. That's the substance you were examining earlier.
So what did it do to poor Lewis?
Get his thoughts. That gel they live in traps energy, feeds it to them. Without it, they need something else to eat.
So you were trying to kill us?
No, don't flatter yourselves. I hadn't planned on setting it free until we got back to Earth.
Is Lambton one of your little minions?
Only unwittingly. Anyway, when you set my pet free a little early, I engaged Plan B. There should be enough of you on this ship to keep it fed on the journey back to Earth, and then...
Then what? You wipe the minds of everyone on the planet?
Oh, I don't think it'll get that far. It'll only absorb so much before it burns out. It should be able to finish off most of the city, though.
But what for?
Oh, we can get into the sordid details after we've dealt with it.
I'd hurry up if I were you. When it gets its strength up, walls won't be an obstacle.
Then we should probably get thinking.
And what are you going to do with me?
I've erased your authorization, so you won't be going anywhere. Make yourself uncomfortable. Yes?
It's out. Austin was checking the door seals and it just leapt through the wall and into him.
Oh, damn it. I told them to keep their distance.
Benny, I've got a plan.
Really? Let's get out of his earshot and discuss it.
I can help you, if you let me out.
Yeah, save it for the judge.
No, really, I...
Is everybody all... Whoa!
It's all right, everyone. It's just Professor Summerfield and her sidekick.
Hey!
Don't do that. She doesn't like that. Is everyone still okay?
It's still in Austin.
Probably hasn't finished feeding on him yet.
Feeding?
Yeah, it eats your thoughts. That's its thing. We've just had an update.
I suggest we lure it into one of the escape pods.
What with? It's not stupid. It'll only go if it thinks there's something there to eat.
But I've got a plan. Mr. Lambton, can I talk to you for a sec, please? Like, in private?
Why in private?
I don't want anyone else to know the plan. Because if that thing gets into one of us and eats our thoughts, it'll learn the plan, won't it?
All right. So, what do you want to...
I know your secret, Mr. Lambton.
I know yours too.
I thought you might. That's why I wanted to talk to you in private. Have you told the company about me?
Not yet.
That's good. It's really important that the company doesn't know.
Why?
The company's been bought up by Mr. Frost.
Samuel Frost?
Yeah. He's a dangerous man. This whole expedition was set on bringing that ghost thing back to Earth. He's used you.
Not just me. The whole company. This is a disaster.
You know I'm telling the truth.
Yes, of course.
What are your primary protocols?
Protect the crew, protect any artifacts found on the dig, protect the company.
You can do all those things with this plan. But I'm afraid the plan doesn't finish well for you.
That's what I'm here for, if it comes to that. But why can't Frost know about you?
Basically, because... Hang on! You can't remember that. You weren't there.
You must have... told me about it.
I didn't. I wouldn't have. Bloody hell. Memory leakage.
What?
Forget this bit. Just forget.
Where was I?
I just explained the plan to Lambton.
Take your time, why don't you?
Sorry.
Where's Austin? Do we know?
Still wandering around one level up. But judging by what happened to Santos, I think our friend will be getting hungry again soon enough. You're okay with this?
Yes.
You've got to get into the escape pod before letting it in. Once the ghost gets hold of you, you won't be able to move.
Yes, I understand.
If it eventually dies and you come out of it okay, send a signal and we'll come back and get you.
Well, as long as it hasn't eaten my memory of you telling me that, I will, thanks.
Ready?
Yes. Lock them down. If this doesn't work...
There's no other plan. So no pressure.
Right. Hey! You finished eating Austin yet? Ah, there you are. Well, I'm going to make you work for it a bit, I'm afraid.
Where's he at?
In one of the escape pods. I think Austin's following. It's hard to tell. He's turned on the pod communicator.
Come on, then!
Where are you?
You're trying to trap me.
Maybe.
It won't work. I'm too strong now. I'll take you and then the rest of this ship.
The ghost's taken Lambton.
Let's go.
Now that's good.
Escape pod doors closing. Please stand clear. Preparing escape pod for launch. Checking escape pod seals.
Look! It's Austin! Catatonic. The ghost's gone.
The ghost must have jumped from him to the escape pod.
To Lambton. Has it worked?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes? Hello?
What's going on out there?
Oh, we beat you.
How?
One of our crew is an android with a part organic brain. He let the ghost into him, but the computer part of his brain is generating reams of random data and feeding it into the organic part. So the ghost can't suck and dry. There's always more there.
But it's having a go, and that's what's keeping it trapped inside Lambton.
You've sacrificed him to save yourselves.
A lot more than just ourselves.
Escape pod launching.
I've set it to go into orbit around an uninhabited planet with a firm don't touch warning.
And what do you plan to do with me?
We've got all the way home to think about that.
Don't worry. We'll come and talk to you sometimes. Make sure you don't get lonely. Well, I say talk. I might actually mean taunt.
It might not be so easy as...
Yeah, yeah.
I was wondering, Robin, how did you work out that Lambton was an android? I didn't spot it.
Oh, my dad designs them for a living. I grew up around them.
I didn't know that about you.
So, when was this?
2212, I think.
So, was this when you were time-travelling?
No.
So...
I think your mum's getting tired again. Shall we let her get some rest?
But how...
She's right, Peter. I'm getting a headache. Just let me close my eyes for a while.
Okay.
Come on.
Matthews,
do you want to go and get a muffin?
What's going on with my mum?
What do you mean?
She's just been talking about stuff that happened nearly 3 centuries ago. But she says it's got nothing to do with time travel. And she didn't have a clue who you were at first. But now you're talking like you're old friends.
We are old friends.
She's never talked about you before, ever. And the people here are treating her as if she's been living here for years. But she hasn't. She's been living with me.
Peter!
This is all just weird. And wrong. It's weird and wrong.
Peter, you're right. There is something going on.
And it's got something to do with you.
Yes, but it's mega important.
For who?
Lots of people.
Is my mum one of them?
Yeah, you too. Look, I can't explain it yet. I will do, but do you trust me?
Yeah, don't know why though.
Well, maybe I should keep you sweet by buying you a muffin.
It's a start. Mum? Are you awake?
No.
I brought you some blueberries.
Oh, in that case, yes. Where did you get blueberries?
Off the fruit stand across the road.
Fruit stand? Who's running a... Why doesn't this make sense to me? Have they checked me for brain injuries?
Do you want me to get one of the doctors?
There are doctors?
Yeah. This is a hospital, Mum.
But, look, I'm sure that when we got here...
You shouldn't try to get up yet, the doctor said.
Oh, yeah, the doctors weren't wrong.
Someone gave me this parcel to give to you.
Have you made sure it's not a bomb?
Yeah, Robin checked.
Oh, I remember this.
What is it?
The right hand of God. A crystal sculpture, thought to be about 12,000 years old.
Wow.
So I'm going to put it back in its box and ask you to put it in the bedside table before, in my weakened state, I drop the bloody thing.
Why is someone giving you that?
They must have found it in Frost's artifacts. I knew he had it. Fortunately, it's useless without the left hand, which I've got. Nice to know they trust me to keep hold of both.
What can you do if you've got both of them, then?
Robin and I found that out once. Back in 2002, I think.
Benny! Look out! Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Just stay there.
Is it dead?
It was never really alive. But it won't be troubling us anymore, no.
How did you do it?
Easy, really. It was moving in a fixed pattern. You learn the pattern, and you can work out exactly when its weak spot will come into view. One shot with a crossbow bolt and...
It went to pieces. Very clever.
Oh, I don't know about very clever. Mildly clever. Aha! Down to the next level.
I always think those passageways full of water are going to be a dead end.
Oh, they never are.
Not yet.
They're not going to be. Not the ones I lead you down, anyway. That's the thing about these tombs. They look chaotic. That's to scare you, to put you off. But if you look at them rationally, they're perfectly logical. Built by men for practical purposes.
Oh, shut up! Always so smug and level-headed.
What? I'm just trying to stay calm. Where did this suddenly come from?
You're always at it. You've been patronising me for years.
Well, maybe you shouldn't ask so many bloody stupid questions then.
Come on then. Let's have this out.
If that's how you want it. You little... Wait.
What?
Remember the account from the first expedition?
Oh, here she goes again, off on one. I always want to smack you in the mouth when you get that smug tone on. Don't know why I don't.
Stop it! They got in a squabble on the way. Killed each other. Only one person reached the doors and he couldn't get in. Afterwards, he couldn't even remember what the argument was about or how it got so serious.
You mean it's something to do with this place?
Exactly. Look. Look, let's just calm down and let's keep going.
Okay.
Well, we're nearly there, I think. See, we have to jump up to that ledge, climb up, use the rope to jump across the gap to the other ledge and through the tunnel.
And there's me hoping we were done with a ledge-to-ledge jumping for today. Look! These must be the doors. They said there were two.
Why two doors? The obvious answer is to give us a choice.
Maybe one leads to the treasure and the other to certain doom.
Could be. But I don't think so. Oh, locked.
Locked. But there's no keyhole, no sequence or anything. There's got to be some way of getting inside.
Otherwise, why have doors at all? Exactly. I've got a theory. These two doors are slightly too far apart for me to reach both handles at once. You go to that one.
And we open them both simultaneously.
What do you think?
Worth a go.
On the count of three. One, two, three. Why won't they go any further?
Maybe we have to say a magic word. Oh, hang on. There's something wedged in the frame of mine. There. Now try.
Oh, there you go. You not only have to survive, you have to cooperate in order to get in. That thing you found wedged in the door looks awfully like a human bone.
It does, doesn't it?
Don't wave it in my face. I don't want it. Oh, look! An abyss! Who makes all these abysses? It must be a lot of work hollowing these out.
I'm not good on heights.
Walk in the middle of the bridge.
That's it at the other end, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Well, it looks exactly like the other one. In fact, The other one was on a plinth, exactly like that.
It can't be this easy, surely.
Getting the right hand certainly wasn't. Picking it up summoned a horde of fire demons. Looks like there's only one way in and out. You stay here, face the door, and keep a lookout.
Right.
Okay, I'm picking it up now.
So...
it's collapsing. Oh. Run! Hurry! Hurry! Ah! 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 Benny!
Keep going!
On the plinth. Yes, I think so. Well, it looks exactly like the other...
what?
Nothing. Sorry, déjà vu.
Oh. Surely it can't be this easy, though. Can it?
I doubt it. Getting the right hand certainly wasn't. We should be careful of booby traps on the plinth.
Good idea.
Be ready to run back to the door the second I pick it up.
Okay.
Right. I'm taking it off the plinth now.
Good guess.
Yeah, I had a feeling that might happen.
Women's intuition.
Oh, great. We do all the hard work and then someone else steps in with some guns. You could at least pay us up front if you're going to do this.
Tut, tut, Bernice. A gentleman like myself doesn't pay ladies up front. I've got my reputation to think of.
Sebastian.
I never liked him.
Yes, you made that abundantly clear at the time, thank you. So, Sebastian, is this you admitting that you were never as good at this game as I am? You need me to lead the way, solve the puzzles, get past the traps?
This is me delegating. Why would I risk my own neck down here when I can get you to do it for me? But if it's that important to you, yes, you're better. By the end of today, that will all be magnificently irrelevant. Now, hand over the hand.
Do you realise how stupid that makes you sound?
I can afford to sound stupid. I've won. Now, give me the hand.
No.
Then I'll kill you both and take it off you.
That's actually a fairly convincing argument. Who's paying for your little militia? I thought your family had cut you off. Did you win them in a hand of poker?
I have a sympathetic patron. Now stop wasting time and give me the hand.
All right, then, take it.
Thank you. Could somebody possibly deal with these two, please?
Benny? Are you all right?
Good grief. Are we alive?
Yes.
How very sentimental of him to let us live. Not to say foolhardy.
What did you ever see in that guy?
How long were we out for?
A couple of hours.
As long as that?
Yeah. It's almost 10 a.m.
We've got to get out of here. Assuming we can remember how we got in.
Thank you, Sylvia.
10 minutes to go.
What's the score?
Still 1-0 to England.
Oh, dear. How sad to have to inflict two tragedies on this country on the same day. You will have a glass of champagne, won't you, Frost?
That sounds very appropriate. To victory, then.
Frost, you've done so much for me, so I feel I owe it to you to ask you this man to man. You're not manipulating me, are you?
No.
The plan will all go as we discussed.
Oh, yes. You'll have the power you want, and I will leave this city to you. A lot of people think I want to take over this place, but they're wrong. I just want to change its destiny.
To what?
Doesn't matter. I just want it changed. And you can do that for me. So I plan to leave you to it.
I don't quite understand, but I believe you.
Good. To the future, then.
To the future?
We're clear to land at Puerto Nuevo in just a minute. Everything looks to be normal. Quiet, though. Everyone will be watching the football. How are you getting on with that translation? It's all a bit vague on what you actually do with the hands. Something about giving them to the one you want to help you up. They're definitely Atlantean in origin, though. I'm taking this into land now. Without the right hand, the left should be useless. So as long as he doesn't have the right hand...
Well, I don't see any reason to delay any longer.
No, I suppose not. Gosh, I'm a little bit nervous.
Here's the right hand.
Thank you.
So, who is this chap?
Arinthus, one of the lost gods of Atlantis. You see how the arms are severed at the elbow? It has always been my contention that this statue, and half a dozen others like it, didn't have hands which they lost. They were designed this way, to have these connected to them.
And did they laugh at you when you suggested this?
Not at all. It made sense. It just wasn't very exciting unless you had the hands as well. But now... Good grief. Of course. He's coming to life.
Who requests my power?
I do.
Why are we stopping?
Everybody's stopping. There's something going on out there. Okay, who left that giant beetle there?
It's Sebastian.
What?
Oh, he's always had this fixation with this forgotten Atlantean god called Arinthus. Not a nice chap by all accounts. His avatar was the beetle. They say his followers could take on the form of beetles.
Giant ones?
Well, what scale when you're a god, albeit a semi-forgotten one.
All right, but what do we do?
We've got to.
And then...
What's the matter?
I'm getting confused. The voices are mingling in my head. Why do they all sound alike? Sebastian, it's starting to sound like Lambden and...
Memory overload. Too much, too fast. Damn.
What?
Mum, if you're tired, you don't have to finish the story.
Yes, she does.
I'm not sure I...
Get a doctor.
She has to keep going. Finish the story.
She's unconscious. Get a doctor.
Damn!
Mum!
Damn!
What are you doing?
Looking for the resuscitator.
She's going to die?
Gotcha. I can handle it, all right. What? Come on! Oh, thank God for that.
Mum? Mum? Is she going to be all right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with her? This is your fault, isn't it?
Yep. Sorry. I'm afraid it is. But you've got to believe me. It's very...
It's very important. Yeah, yeah. But so's she. Important to me anyway.
She's important to everyone. You must have realised that by now.
Yeah, I have. But I'm sick of sharing her with everyone else.
But she's got to keep going. She's so close.
It can wait. Whatever it is, now get out of here.
Yeah. All right.
Peter?
Yeah? I'm here, Mum. How are you feeling?
Oh, what happened?
Your heart stopped.
Oh, is that all? Thought it was something serious.
The doctor came in to take a look at you. He said you shouldn't do any sarcastic quips for at least a month.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Maybe even 6 months, just to be on the safe side.
I don't suppose he had any ideas about what was wrong with me.
Exhaustion. But they're surprised it's taking you so long to recover.
Hmm.
It's something to do with Robin, though.
Why do you say that?
Because she admitted it. She wouldn't tell me what was going on. Just that it was really important.
Peter, I've known Robin for a long time.
How long?
I don't know. A very long time. And I trust her with my life.
Well... Maybe you shouldn't.
Is she okay?
No thanks to you.
What's going on, Robin?
Look, I'm sorry about what happened. We can take it slower. But you have to keep remembering. Go right back to the beginning.
The beginning of what?
You and me, and the first time we met Frost.
When was that?
Mum, you don't have to do this.
Yes, she does.
1937?
You look anxious, Miss Drake.
Not anxious. just a bit travel sick. I appreciate you have to tie me to a chair, but I don't suppose you could turn me around so I'm facing the way the train's going.
Your journey is almost over anyway. If we arrive at Mount Edad Oscura and discover that Professor Summerfield has got there first, the consequences for you will be... Ah! What the...
Any more fares?
Thanks. Though, isn't any more fares more the kind of thing a bus conductor
says? Yes, all right, it wasn't one of my best. Would you rather I didn't rescue you at all?
No, no, you go ahead. That's better.
Let's get out of here. Oh, locked. Has he got keys?
Yep.
Steal them, then.
Got him. The other door's locked, too. Should hold them up.
What are we waiting for? A bridge, which should be coming up in about 20 seconds. Oh, sorry, I thought I timed it slightly better.
They're coming! Can't we just jump off now?
We can, but I've got a motorcycle stashed at the bridge.
We can walk to the bridge!
We need all the time we can get. Ah! There's the bridge! Now, when you jump, try not to jump into the bridge.
Thanks for the tip.
Robin? You all right?
Fine.
Then come on. I think we got a decent shot at reaching the mountain first. We'll stash the bike here and go the rest of the way on foot.
Right.
Got everything you need?
I've no idea what we're up against, so I've no idea what we need.
You sound like you're having second thoughts.
I had second thoughts 2 days ago. I'm on to eighth or ninth thoughts by now. But we've come this far, I suppose.
That's the spirit. It would be almost more effort not to bother. Now, according to the map, there should be a concealed entrance on the northwest face of the mountain. Come on! Did you cover the entranceway?
As much as I could. Here's a flashlight.
Thanks. Looks like we got here before... Oh.
Drop your weapons!
We haven't got any.
Oh, really? Then how do you account for the deaths of three of my men since our arrival inside this mountain?
I'd have thought it was your job to account for them, Captain.
Don't play
We've
games.
We've only just arrived, and as Robin said, we're unarmed. We're archaeologists. We're not interested in fighting you.
Oh, really? And what would a pair of archaeologists want with a...
Capitan! Over here! I heard something!
Kirsten! Donnet! Go and see!
So is this one of old Himmler's pet projects? Must be big stuff if he's diverting resources away from the fatherland at such a crucial time. Far more important than that wild goose chase to Tiramala.
Maybe he's planning his post-war bolt hole for when you lose.
Ah, we will see who loses.
Yeah, and it'll be you.
Capitan! It's some kind of creature! A thing! A Heimlich!
Move! Both of you!
Already moving!
Oh, it's a dead end.
Give me your map.
It's a bit late for that. There's no way out.
We will lure the creature in here, then you will keep it occupied whilst we escape.
Occupied? Charming.
Hide on either side of the entranceway. Cover them. Make sure they stay where they are.
Come on!
Oh, here he comes.
What is he?
Run!
Oh, Christ. This is bloody it, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's not do it this way.
Robin?
You want to know what's happened?
Yes. Why is nothing moving?
I've frozen time. We haven't got long. This'll totally drain my power reserves.
You can freeze time?
Yes.
That's nice. How?
You know how I always told you I was from Chesterfield?
Yes.
I'm not. I'm more of a sort of android from the future.
Right. And you can control time?
To an extent. And I experience time backwards. I was hoping I wouldn't have to tell you this.
So what are you doing hanging around with me digging up ancient artifacts?
Because I was sent to help you stop Buenos Aires being destroyed.
It's going to be destroyed? But I live there.
It won't be destroyed. Thanks to us. We saved it. Or we will.
How reassuring. I still don't understand.
I know. But there isn't time to explain. You've got to find what's at the heart of this mountain, what the Nazis are looking for. But the important part isn't what, it's who. We don't need it, we just need to know who made it.
Who's we?
The people who sent me. And the answer's very important to you too. Trust me, you'll want to find this out.
Well, I suppose I have to make sure it doesn't fall into the hands of the Nazis. Come on then, let's go.
I can't. You'll have to go on without me. If I move too far, it'll disrupt the stasis field. I can hold it here and you can go.
Won't that disrupt anything?
No, it won't. Because you're a solid projection I'm generating. The real you is lying in a hospital bed centuries in the future.
Look, I...
There's no time. Just go.
All right, all right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, do your worst.
Right, left, then second right. Oh, all these craggy passageways look the same. Who's there?
Summerfield! How did you escape?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? I passed you on my way out.
The creature caught up with us. I'm the last one left. You. You will take me to the heart of the mountain.
No problem. I was going that way anyway.
Your little friend. She died too?
Yes.
I think she sacrificed herself to let you escape.
Oh, shut up. It's this way.
Through this door?
Yes.
Then open it.
I'm not sure I can. No lock. No handle. Just these.
Symbols?
Wait. I've seen these somewhere before. The logic game from Braxiatel's hard drive. This is what it's for. It's a simple end sequence.
Simple?
If you know the rules, yes. The rules which Brax made up.
Fantastisch!
What is it?
Some kind of cryogenic-type unit, I think. Not made by human hands, certainly. The computers that people will develop in a couple of years or so would barely fit into this room. Whoever's set this lot up has got dozens, presumably monitoring what's ever in there.
This is what we were sent to find.
I thought this place had been sealed up for centuries. What were you told was here?
The means to create a super soldier. A race of super soldiers. Laid down by the gods for the moment when men had the vision to take it.
Yes, that sounds like something you'd be looking for. Well, it wasn't laid down by the gods, I can tell you that. This is some bit of alien technology that's washed up here, and by the look of it, someone's got here first. Quick, hide!
What is it?
Shh! Someone's coming.
Ah, here you are. And more importantly, you're alive. Very good so far.
Who am I?
Your name is Frost. Oh, don't worry, I've programmed things like that in. But the memories won't kick in for a little while yet.
Who are you?
My name is Irving Braxiatel, and... yes, I'm your creator. I'm glad I could be here to welcome you into the world.
You created me. Why?
I require an agent on this planet for, well, a variety of reasons. But the most important thing I need you to do is to concern yourself with a city near here called Buenos Aires.
What of it?
Well, I need you to destroy it. I know it sounds like rather a big job, but you have, just under 6 centuries to get it done.
Why must I destroy it?
In the late 25th century, a fissure in space and time will open up in this city. I've tried to stop it, and I can't. It will remain open for a little over 100 years, during which time dozens of people will disappear. The cause will never be found. In fact, those people will have fallen through the fissure to another planet on the other side of the universe. Why am I telling you all this? Anyway, I'd really rather that didn't happen. So, my solution is to ensure that the entire city is a no-go area by that time. You should live more than long enough to do it. Your body won't age, and you're more or less impossible to kill.
I understand.
Oh, you should do. I programmed you to be reasonably intelligent. The only other thing is... you may encounter someone called Bernice Summerfield. She may try to stop you. If so, don't kill her. She's, important. But equally, don't let her get in your way. By all means, let her think you'd be prepared to kill her.
I understand.
Good, good. I made a couple of less successful attempts at creating you. They're still wandering around in the passageways. Could you be kind enough to deal with them for me?
As you wish.
You're a little dull in the conversation department. I should have loaded you up with the complete works of Oscar Wilde or some such thing, but oh well, never mind, too late now. Look, I'm afraid it's hello and goodbye. I must be off. So, goodbye, and good luck.
I would like to make you an alternative offer.
Who are you?
My name is Captain Albrecht Strasser, and I would encourage you to join with the Third Reich. Such a magnificent specimen belongs with us. You can help to build, not destroy.
I have my instructions. My choices are not my own.
Very well. In that case, I will simply take the equipment which created you.
You haven't a hope of understanding how it works.
We have the world's most brilliant minds at work in Berlin.
Meaningless. Besides, I have strict instructions not to let this fall into anybody's hands. It will self-destruct in 2 minutes.
But I can give you Bernice Summerfield. She's right here.
Not anymore!
Summerfield, stop. Stop!
No! Benny! It's okay!
Robin!
I worked out how to talk to him. Brought him round to our side.
Well, there's a genetically engineered super soldier chasing me. Can he do much about that? Ooh, good stuff. Let's just get out of here.
Move out of my way, reject. Idiot creature.
Keep moving! The place is going to blow up in about... Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, it should take him a while to dig his way out of that lot.
Who, Strasser?
No. A man called Frost. I'll tell you about him on the way. Actually, can you remember where we left the bike?
Shortly after that we found the Cup of Ages, which granted us each 7 centuries of life.
Actually, we didn't. I made that up to explain why we live so long. And I made up the part about you getting caught in a time storm on your way to rescue Peter and ending up in the 1930s. Just a little edit to smooth things over.
Why make all that stuff up?
I had to make it all tie up and make sense. Otherwise, the integrity of time would have been at risk.
So they never really happened? All those adventures?
Oh, yeah, they happened all right. But your mum never left our hospital bed. I was drawing on her consciousness to create a projection of her whilst feeding the memories back. That's why she's been so tired. Compressed experience. You've lived several lifetimes while you've been lying here.
So you work backwards? You got the ending you wanted, but you needed to fix the whole sequence of events in place.
Yeah. We knew the ending we wanted. We just had to work back from it.
But if you experience time backwards, how do you remember the past?
My future self beams information about it back to me. It's been hell to keep track of everything, what with the timeline shifting about all over the place.
So why don't you talk backwards?
I am. If you knew the effort it took to make everything I do look normal.
But why did you need me at all? Couldn't you just have travelled back in time and nipped it in the bud?
Ah, but we knew someone had created Frost deliberately to change history, although we didn't know who. And if we just got rid of Frost in 1937, that would have left the way clear for someone to send another agent to take his place. But this way, with Frost still hanging around, but failing, his attempt to change history is still clogging up the timeline. Having another go would be too risky. Too many changes.
Why did he want to change things anyway?
Those people who ended up on that far-flung planet, well, they died. But that little bit of organic matter is what triggered the development of life on that planet. Billions of years later, life evolved, and those are the people who made me.
So Brax wanted to stop your people from ever being created?
Apparently so. But we saw it was coming and realised our timeline was basically screwed and sent me back into the past to sort it out, just before they ceased to exist. When I latched onto you, I made myself seem like someone you'd trust, someone you could bear to spend a few centuries hanging around with.
You sound like a pretty advanced bunch.
Well, we don't like to boast, but we owe you a huge debt of gratitude. We'll never forget it.
Thanks. Why did Brax want to destroy you, though?
We to know. You know him, don't you?
I used to call him a friend.
Nowadays we call him...
Please. Peter, you know I don't like you using those words. Making someone else do his dirty work is pretty much his MO.
Yeah.
Plausible deniability. Makes it easier to conceal his own involvement. I'm flattered he thinks I'm too important to kill. Where Frost came a bit too close for comfort at times.
I suppose that's what happens when you create a psychopath to do stuff for you. They don't always do exactly as they're told.
So, what happens now?
Dunno. The timeline's sorted. But my people, they usually keep to themselves. But they're not going to take this lying down. This could get messy.
Oh, God. Peter.
What?
I'm sorry to say this, but I think it's time to go back.